This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about seeking God for GPS-like directions. Recently, I talked about things feeling a bit out of sorts. Some things seem on track one week and off track the next. It is during these times when my circumstances can feel so overwhelming that I can forget to seek God for direction. Similar to how we use GPS to give us step-by-step directions, it's important to seek God in the same way, especially when you're feeling impatient or overwhelmed. This is exactly what David did when he fought the Philistines. So first, it's important to know that the Philistines had a military advantage over the Israelites because they had a monopoly on iron, which meant they could easily arm themselves with swords and spears, whereas the Israelites could not. So the first lesson is, even when you're at a disadvantage, you can prevail if you seek God's direction. David knew this all too well. So when the Philistines made their first raid into Israel's territory, David asked God, "Shall I go up against them? Will you give them to me in my hand?" God instructed David to go ahead and assured him that he would win the battle. After this battle, the Philistines made another raid. David didn't become overconfident. He sought God's guidance again. This time, God gave David specific instructions on how to attack them from the opposite direction. So at each step, David knew that in order to prevail, he needed God's guidance. So where in your life do you especially need God's guidance? As you think about that, remember these words: "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." Psalm 32:8. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, turn on your GPS for God.